On Tuesday, they met with high-ranking officials with the Environmental Protection Agency and hand-delivered letters from Bristol Bay residents asking the EPA to step in and use its authority under the Clean Water Act to stop development of the Pebble Mine, even before the Pebble Mine developers file for state and federal permits. Among those in the room Tuesday was Joe Chithlick. He's the chairman of the board of the Bristol Bay Native Corporation, which has taken a stance against the proposed Pebble Mine.
Everybody, I think, that was at the meeting walked away feeling that that we've all spoken to them with one voice, and hopefully they will act soon on this.
Many of those who traveled from the Bristol Bay region to Washington are members of the tribal entities that asked the EPA in 2010 to use its authority under Section 404C of the Clean Water Act to basically veto the issuance of dredge and fill permits that the Pebble Mine developers will need to go forward. The EPA has said that they will provide a formal response to the request from the tribes, but that was not done during Tuesday's meeting, and the EPA officials apparently didn't provide any clues as to when such a response will be forthcoming. One of the Bristol Bay residents who made the trip was Kim Williams from Dillingham. She's the executive director of NUNAMTA Alukastai, which is a consortium of 10 tribal governments and 10 native corporations in the Bristol Bay region. She confirms that Wednesday, the anti-Pebble Mine stakeholders will be meeting with Senator Murkowski and Congressman Young, who have both said they are in favor of the Pebble developers being able to enter the NEPA permitting process.
Well, I think our message is pretty clear, and it's set out in the watershed assessment. The science is there. The science is really clear in that document that salmon and the streams that support salmon will be impacted, and let's get through this process for EPA.
As part of the stakeholders' visit to Washington, many of them participated in a panel discussion Tuesday that was attended by several members of Congress and their staffers. One of the participants was former EPA Region 10 Administrator Wayne Nastry. He currently works as a consultant for the Bristol Bay Native Corporation. He says the EPA needs to move forward on the 404C process in an effort to bring the Pebble Mine drama to a close.
The challenge that we always faced at EPA was people wanted certainty. And I think everybody wants certainty. When you're a business, you want to know that if you go into operation, that your investments are worthwhile, that you're going to have the resources available, that if you live in the area, that you're going to have resources that you depend on, whether it's clean water, whether it's a traditional way of life. You want to have certainty. And that lack of certainty creates economic harm. In every industry that I dealt with that was always applying for these type of permits said, you need to let us know up front. Because we don't want to go through a process that's going to take 5-7 years, and then at the very end, the agency comes back and says no. And oftentimes I would tell these developers, they were often developers, we told you no the entire length of time and you thought you could beat us to a pulp and then get the permit. Well, we're telling you no at the end. And I'm telling you, these industries would go crazy. They'd say, we spent millions and millions of dollars. You should have just told us at the very beginning. You know, I'd like to think that I learned from these kind of incidences. And again, business wants to know up front. I think EPA and I think this Obama administration should let people know right up front, this is an area that cannot be subject to these type of mines.
If the EPA decides to move forward with using its 404C authority, it's believed that it will involve a lengthy public process that will include meetings in the Bristol Bay region. The Pebble Limited Partnership has said the goal for this year is to advance the project into permitting. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.